Hey everybody, welcome in and thanks for being with us today. My name is Barbara and we have a special guest. We have two guests today for you with lots of good information. Lieutenant Doug McGeechee, who's in charge of the Bonner County Sheriff's Marine Division, is with us. He's here to help us stay safe out on the water and keep us within the law while we're doing all that enjoyment with our family. You know, I love being out on the water, so this is going to be a fun program for me. Also, we have coming up Danette Miller. She's representing the Vacation Bible School program that's coming in August at Regeneration Calvary Chapel. She's going to talk to us right now. So, Danette Miller, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Barbara.
All right. So, Vacation Bible School, we all have memories of Vacation Bible School. So much fun and just a lot of wonderful learning going on. Tell us about what's planned at Regeneration Calvary Chapel.
All right. Well, this year we get to go to the outback in Australia, and we are going to take our mates, or ankle biters as they're called, and we get to marvel with the kids at the unforgettable wildlife and culture and the beauty of Australia, while at the same time we're going to be exploring the wonder and value of life, from the lives of the preborn babies to eternal life in the kingdom of God.
I love it. And the value of all life, human life, the animals they're going to learn about, all God's creation and all precious in the sight of God.
Absolutely. We want to return kids to what the Bible says about the value of life. So we're going to look at how each one of us is precious and designed by God, and that they have a purpose in life. So we're going to just spend each day looking at the different avenues, how they're wonderfully and specially designed, how they have a purpose, and it's going to be just amazing, fun week with games and special treats.
You know, something that I think parents need to hear and our listeners can share with their neighbors is that this is in the evening during that week.
Yes.
From about 6 o'clock or a quarter to six until eight, time certain. So it's an evening event during that week in the summer, in August.
Yes, the parents have time to get home from work, feed their kiddos, and drive them over to VBS. And we'll spend, you know, almost 3 hours with them in the evening having these rotations that they go through, and the parents can go for coffee or, you know, go on a date night. Wouldn't that be fun?
Exactly. I think that's a great idea. So the other thing is, if we have people out there listening who haven't yet signed up and they would like to, or they'd like to learn more information, how do they do that?
They can go to our website, which is calvarychapelvbs.com, and that brings them to the registration page where they can sign their kids up for VBS, and they can also contact myself. My number is 208-597-3056.
Okay, and I think that number is on that website. I think your name is there. So if you didn't get that number down, just go to calvarychapelvbs.com and you can get the information. You can register. Is there a cost to the registration for these parents?
No, it's completely free. The kids will get a t-shirt and a music CD for signing up. And so we just want to have fun and get to know your kids and share the love of Jesus with them.
You know, in addition to learning about the value of life and hearing about God's plan and how precious we are and these children are, it is so much fun. There is just this element of fun. And the name of the VBS is Zoomerang, which I love. That works with Australia. So Zoom Zoom, how is it a Zoomerang?
So like a boomerang, right, from Australia, we're returning kids to what the Bible says about the value of life.
I get it. Okay, I get
it. Never a more important time to share with the kids, with today's society, that they matter to God, from the tiniest to the oldest.
Yeah, exactly. We all matter. Exactly. All right. That's calvarychapelvbs.com. And the week again that parents need to be thinking?
August 8th. Through the 12th.
Okay, the 8th through the 12th. So that's a Monday through a Thursday, 8, 9, 10, 11,
Friday.
12. Through Thursday, not Friday. Through Friday.
No, oh, it through is through Friday. Yep.
Is it? Oh, okay. I don't have my dates in my head yet. So it's through the 12th in the evening at Regeneration Calvary Chapel. Where is where is it being held? Where's the location?
So it Calvary, the Regeneration Calvary Chapel is on the second floor at 130 McGee Road, right on the border of Ponderay and Kootenai, the Lighthouse Complex. Coldwater Creek Old Building on the second floor.
All right. Excellent. Danette Miller all here telling us all about the Zoomerang Vacation Bible School for kids. Is there a particular age group that we're looking at?
Oh, yes. So we're looking at going into kindergarten. So ages 5 up to age 12.
Okay, 5 to 12, August 8th to the 12th. That works. That keeps it straight in my head. CalvaryChapelVBS.com. Danette, I hope to have you back again. Thank you for being with us and letting us know about this great program.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody, we're going to take our first break right now. We will be right back with Lieutenant Doug McGeechee.
NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is the largest grassroots organization for mental health. NAMI Far North Branch invites you to meet Justin Hughes, a local licensed professional counselor who will address his experience with mental health issues. Join NAMI July 20th at 5:30 p.m. at the VFW Hall on Pine Street to meet Justin. Following the presentation and question-answer session, the monthly support group meeting will follow. Your mental health matters to us. For more, contact NAMIFarNorth.org.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They carry a large inventory of truck and heavy equipment parts. Their ASE-certified technicians specialize in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Call 263-4643 or stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Ponderay. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 to 5, Fridays until 6. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Jam out this summer at Northern Quest with the Avett Brothers. Don't miss a night of unique bluegrass and rock and roll vibes at the BECU Live Outdoor Venue. The Avett Brothers with special guest Calder Allen. July 15th at the BECU Live Outdoor Venue. Get seats now at northernquest.com.
This summer, Northern Quest cordially invites you to get out and stay out. It's easy thanks to our biggest Pepsi Outdoor Summer Concert lineup ever. 20 top-tier acts are coming to the 5,000-seat BECU Live stage. Plus, we're throwing a one-hour after-party with extended food and drink service under the stars. So get out and stay out with our largest concert lineup ever. Tickets and details at northernquest.com/OSC. Northern Quest, yes, the best.
They were our brothers, our sisters, sons and daughters. They were our parents, family, our neighbors, and our friends. How can we express the gratitude that we all owe the thousands and thousands of American veterans who have sacrificed so much for our country's freedom? It was they who stepped forward from the time this country was created to fight for everything we know about liberty and freedom. And although we celebrate their victories and console them for their losses by creating monuments and honoring them in parades, the truth is we can never do enough for the freedom they've given us. Perhaps the most important thing we can do is reach out to those veterans closest to us and simply tell them, thank you. Thank you for all you've done for freedom. All of us at Shiloh Inns would like to take this opportunity to recognize the many men and women who have served and continue to serve our country so that we will always be free. Thank you, veterans, from everybody at Shiloh Inns.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Everybody, come on back in. Say hello and welcome with me to Lieutenant Doug McGeechee. He is the lieutenant in charge of the Bonner County Sheriff's Marine Division. Doug, thank you for being with us today.
Hi, thanks for having me, Barbara.
All right. I was saying on the lead-in that I love being out on the water, and it's been a lot of years since I have. Gary and I boated for years and years and years and had a big boat, and just so many good, and even as a child, we were talking earlier how, you know, vacationed on lakes with our families when we were kids. So really, you know, lake life is a good thing, and I'm here to tell you that you and your crew have the best job in Bonner County.
We are definitely pretty fortunate to be able to spend our days out there in that beautiful environment.
You know, I know that you face serious situations with helping people in just out of gas or in distress, but I can't help but think that you have men and women lining up to be on your team. Is that true?
Well, I wish it was, but unfortunately not as much as we'd like. The Marine deputy position is actually a seasonal job. Mm-hmm. And so obviously it's a little hard to do seasonal work sometimes and if you have a full-time career or have something else going on. So a lot of my staff is actually retired. They come from all different walks of life. I have retired police officers, but I have retired firefighters, a CPA, a civilian a member of the Air Force. So just come from all kinds of different backgrounds, and they just really enjoy being out there and serving the boating community in the summertime.
Well, Doug, you come from a wonderful background also, and I think we are very fortunate here in Bonner County to have you. Doug McGeechee, who we're talking to today, folks, he's a retired deputy chief, and he was in law enforcement for 26 years. He served with the Marine Corps for 6 years. He has a doctorate in public administration, and he's been here in Idaho since 2015. But he joined the Marine Division in 2019, was it?
Correct, yeah.
What inspired you to do that? Did you just get bored at home with retirement, or did your wife kick you out, or what happened?
Well, I actually enjoyed a long four-month retirement, and I saw a job posting, and really didn't expect to jump back into law enforcement after retiring, but I saw the job posting, and it just sounded like something that would be fun, and so I applied and ultimately ended up getting hired, and I'm really glad I did, because it really is, you know, a part of who I am.
Yes.
To be out here doing this kind of work, and I really do enjoy it, and so it allows me to continue serving and become, you know, a greater part of the community, and certainly helped me to get to know Idaho a lot better and a lot faster. So it's been a wonderful experience.
You know, I just mentioned before, there's kind of, you know, the joyful side, but there's also the tragic side that you people deal with for us. And when I announced that you were going to be on, I had several people contact me, and they wanted a follow-up to the recent tragedy on the water with the boat that overturned. And the question that most people asked that they wanted to know about was, what happened? How did it happen?
Sure.
Can you answer that?
I can answer in general terms. The investigation is still ongoing, and we're still collecting information, so I don't want to speculate too much. But what we know is that there was a boat traveling westbound on the river, so heading downstream, mm-hmm. And right there around the old Thama Ferry boat launch, the boat left the water, essentially went sort of vertical, so the bow went straight up in the air, and then it came backwards 180 degrees and landed upside down and capsized, so likely ejected the four occupants that were in the boat. We do believe speed was a factor. Those are typically how those types of collisions occur, and then everything else is still under investigation. As you know from news reports, we were able to recover one of the occupants shortly after the accident.
Yes.
And then it was a multi-day search with the Bonner County Sheriff's Marine Division dive team and the Kootenai County Sheriff's sonar team all worked together to be able to find the remaining three victims by Friday. This happened on Tuesday, and we had everybody accounted for by Friday.
You know, Lake Pend'Oreille, for sure, I think the river also, if you get going fast and then you hit you hit some waves or you hit somebody else's, what do you call the water that's going behind
the wake
of another boat going, you can get a little bit airborne. And if there's wind or something and it catches you, you know, you can get, I don't know about always flipped, but you can get turned. It can be a little bit of a dicey situation.
Sure, and especially Lake Ponderay, we're really subjected to some severe weather conditions out there, and so it can go from being pretty nice and decent water conditions to some pretty decent swell sets pretty fast.
Yeah.
So people really have to pay attention to the weather and take a look at the weather reports before they head out. Of course, gusty wind conditions. We did have some wind that day as well, mm-hmm. And may have played a factor. So there's all of those things that you just have to be really careful of. And then, like you said, when you encounter another boat's wake, that can also obviously rock the boat pretty good. And depending on other water conditions, complicate that. So
what about hypothermia? Do you think hypothermia was an issue for these boaters that once they got dunked in the water, overturned and probably under the boat or wherever they were thrown, was hypothermia part of the issue, do you think?
No, probably not in this case, but certainly we do have cold water conditions here in Bonner County almost year-round. Cold water is defined as anything under 70 degrees. So a lot of people wouldn't think that that's very cold water, but cold water conditions can take your breath away very quickly. And then especially, you know, as we get back into the fall and into the winter, where we maybe don't have as much recreational boating, but we still have a lot of fishermen out there. We do have some boat racing that happens in those times of year. So people really have to be thoughtful of that and be careful. Also our ice fishermen as well that go out. You really think about the water conditions, be prepared for those, wear a life jacket. It's really going to help you to be able to stay afloat as you gather yourself. That initial cold water shock can cause some difficulty breathing, and the experts say you have about a minute to regain control of your breathing, and then you have about 10 minutes of purposeful movement, so time to get yourself out of the water or up onto a boat if it was overturned, things like that. Try to get yourself out of the water if you can. And then hypothermia can set in about an hour, and then you'll start experiencing muscle cramps and some other problems that could lead to more severe consequences. So really important to take that seriously, especially when the water's on the chillier side. A lot of people don't expect to be in the water, but they don't wear life jackets, and that's when they'll need them most, because it's right. Really difficult to put a life jacket on once you're already in the water.
So I'm really glad that you're underlining the seriousness of hypothermia, because I think a lot of people, especially new people to the lake, underrate the seriousness of the situation that they're in. And it just made me think, years ago, and they still offer it, the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary Group offers in the wintertime, well, I think it's like a 6-week course or an 8-week course. It's a big deal. You go every week, you take tests, you have to tie knots, Gary and I did it, and it was tons of fun. It was very interesting. That was the first time I heard the really serious information about hypothermia. And it said, especially if you're in the fringe, like fall, you're boating in September, October, or April, you're getting out there early, you get dunked in the water, the first thing you do is you intake breath, you go, and you're just sucking in water.
Exactly.
And sometimes you're down for the count right there. You don't have a minute of too much, unless somebody's there to rope you in, or you've got a flotation device on. It's serious business, isn't it?
It really is, and people don't realize how cold that water is right up until summer gets here.
Right.
You know, we were out on the water not too long ago, and it was still in the 50s in late May.
Yeah.
So that water's really cold. And if you're Your boat's telling you the water's about 70 degrees or even a little warmer. Remember, that's the surface temperature. That's
I was
not
just
going to
say that. So. Well, like the surface is like six inches or something. I don't know how far it goes, but your body gets down deeper into the cold water.
Exactly. And if you were to fall in the water and your head was to go that far under, that's what's going to cause that gasp as well. So, yeah, absolutely. You just want to remember that the water is definitely chillier below the surface. And I know that's happened to me a few times where I see it, it'll be 75 degrees. I'll be like, oh, this is perfect. Let's go. And I'll jump in the water. And I'm surprised by how chilly it could still be sometimes.
I know. Surprised you didn't have a heart attack or something. Like, what? I don't know. I don't know how people do the polar bear plunge thing. I'm like, not only is that crazy, I think it's just dangerous too.
They're committed.
They are indeed committed. All right. We are up against our first. No, is this our second break? This is our second break. I love it. All right. We're going to do that right now. Do a little business. When we come back, we have more conversation, more information for you with Lieutenant Doug McGeechee.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Have you tried the new Fastlane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's six new Fastlane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today. And if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Eleanor's diagnosis is acute myeloid leukemia.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Immediately when we got here, you get a nurse that walks around with you like for the first 3 days you're here to kind of give you the lay of the land and where to go. They know you're already drowning from the news that you're getting and why you're here. So they don't want you to have to figure stuff out by yourself. I know like you're here and you're not supposed to be happy or you're not supposed to smile, but it's hard not to when there's this giant community of strangers all working towards one goal. It doesn't matter where they come from, it doesn't matter what they believe, they are all fighting to end childhood cancer, and I think that's something that should be celebrated.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest savings book, arriving exclusively in our members' mailboxes this week. Inside, you'll find 16 pages packed full of summer essentials, including everything you need for your next great Northwest adventure. Plus, it's project season around the house, and we've got you covered, from paints and primers to yard tools and more. Take advantage of membership-only pricing at Bi-Mart, where members save more time and money.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Hey everybody, it is our privilege to be talking today with Lieutenant Doug McGeechee. He's in charge of the Bonner County Sheriff's Marine Division. These are the responders, first responders out on our waterways, on the lake, on the rivers, patrolling for us. When you run out of gas, who are you going to call? Can they call you for that, or do they have to call their marina?
Well, if somebody's stranded, they certainly can call. Oftentimes, because it's such a huge area with Priest Lake plus the lake and the river, that if we're not close, we might encourage them to call a friend or wave somebody down if they're closer.
Get on the radio.
Because it can take a while for us to get there. But you can grab that ski flag or your floatable cushion and wave it around or jump on the radio. And boaters are usually really great about helping each other out. So there's a couple of ways to get help out there if you need it.
Yeah, amen to boaters helping boaters. It is the friendliest, supportive, everybody you need help. People that are close to you and you know your position, hopefully you know where you are in the lake, you can get help. All right, there was a temporary wake zone rules, but now we're back to normal. Tell our audience where we are on the safe distance from the shore for a no wake zone.
Sure. So in most of Bonner County, the no wake zone is 200 feet. And so that's 200 feet from any dock, shore, structure, or person. So that includes the end of someone's dock, a boathouse, people swimming in the water, navigation lights, any of those structures. It's 200 feet from any of that. So that's one of the really probably most concerning complaints that I get from citizens just day in and day out is wake zone violations. Obviously, wake zone violations can cause a lot of damage to the shoreline and to personal property, to boats and docks. But also, kids swimming around docks some of those wakes that come in can be pretty big. So I always try to encourage people to really pay attention to their wake. You certainly can get closer to the shore than you think you are pretty quickly. So you really have to be mindful of that and just keep in mind that boaters can be held responsible for any damage that they cause with their wake.
So does that really happen, though? Does anybody get held accountable for...
Well, if you were to damage something, it would be done in civil court. So
yeah.
it would have to go through that process. But they certainly could be held accountable, yes.
Okay. I don't live on the lake now, but having lived on the lake, Doug, I've got two complaints about these people that are boating irresponsibly, you guys. First of all, they don't know what 200 feet looks like. And they also don't know what no wake means. They just think it means not much of a wake or less like a wake than full out. But like no wake.
Right. So it's actually defined in the code. And so no wake is defined as less than 5 miles an hour. And no turbulence in the water above 6 inches. Mm-hmm. Now, 6 inches above the water is really hard to measure when you're in a boat.
I know, and 200 feet, it's right. Just...
Right, but generally speaking, if you go 5 miles an hour, you're going to be in pretty good shape or less.
Yeah.
What I really encourage people to do is try to find what that 200 feet looks like and get familiar with it, because it is really hard to estimate distance on the water. So I think people really, even when people really do try, they get it wrong sometimes.
No kidding. So cynical about this. People come roaring in toward the marina, and when they think they're in 200, you know, like they're just full out. And then right when they think they're at 200 feet, that's when they power down, and this huge wake
still comes on them.
So I think they need to think about 200 feet, but... you know, try for 300 and they'll probably get 200.
Well, and again, just using a little common sense, right? That if you're right at that cusp of 200, that wake is still going to, push into shore. And so just being a good neighbor and being mindful of that really goes a long way.
Besides no wake issues, what are some of the most common issues that you confront out on the lake where people are having trouble or making mistakes?
Sure. So no wake is definitely one of the bigger ones we see. We also tend to see a lot of violations with people on paddle craft. So your kayakers and stand-up paddleboarders. Anyone who's on a paddle craft needs to have a life jacket with them. They need to have a sound-producing device. If the paddle craft is over 10 feet or greater, and if it's inflatable, if it's... well, let me do that again. If it's less than 10 feet and inflatable, it doesn't need an invasive species sticker. But anything that's rigid or above 10 feet, 10 feet or more needs an invasive species sticker. So we'll see that a lot. We will commonly send people back to shore if we see them without a life jacket, send them back to a loaner station if they don't have one so they can go borrow one for the day and enjoy the lake. Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation is great about supplying some supplies for us, and one of the things they supply are whistles. So we hand out a ton of whistles every year to help people be in compliance with that. But again, it's also really important. If you find yourself in the water and you can't get yourself back up on your board, you're exhausted, you can get that whistle and blow and call for help. So really, really is important to be thinking about those, and we see that a lot.
You know, we just talked about hypothermia. One of the things that happens is you start becoming so weak, you can't shout anymore. You right. just can't shout. So a whistle on a strap around your neck. So paddle craft, that's canoes, kayaks, and stand-up paddle boards we're right. talking about, flotation, and something to make sound.
Right.
And if they're bigger than 10 feet, invasive species, which I hope we get a chance to talk about. What are some of the other problems that you guys encounter out there?
So some of the things we'll see commonly is some improper skiing. We'll see people who use the flag improperly. If you're doing any kind of towable water sports, you need to have a flag. The flag has to be orange or red, at least 1 foot square. And that flag should come up anytime that someone is down in the water.
Right.
Commonly we'll see people who don't use the flag at all, or they'll just post the flag on their overhead cage and just leave it up all the time. And of course that sort of defeats the purpose. You want it to be visible. So when I see that flag up, I know that somebody's down in the water.
Right.
And of course for the people who are boating in the area, if you see that flag, you know, there's a person in the water. So 200 feet or farther away, or go down to no wake speed. So you don't accidentally have an encounter with someone
right.
Who's waiting to be picked back up.
Yeah. What about excessive speeds and debris in the water? How does that, are people being wiser about how fast they go, especially at night when you can't see debris?
Sure. So debris in the water is always really common in the beginning of the boating season. As the water levels in the lakes and the rivers come up, they pick up all that stuff that has been blown over in the wintertime. And so it makes its way into the waterway. And we do try really hard to get out there and mark some of the bigger stuff and make it more visible for people to see. But you certainly want to be more cautious about the conditions out there, because if you're cruising along at a good speed and you hit something that's even a moderate size, it can certainly do some serious damage to your boat, and you're not going to be very happy after that encounter. So you really want to be careful. Of course, at nighttime, it's even worse. So you really want to be yeah. thoughtful about your speed at nighttime. And the speed limit on the lake is 25 miles an hour at night. And so you want to, you know, make sure that you observe that, because especially if we don't have a lot of twilight out there, it can really be dark, and you really have to be paying attention to what's going on. In terms of speed, we get a lot of complaints about speed, but honestly, a lot of boats out there aren't even capable of going the speed limit of 50 miles an hour. But there certainly are some that are more than capable of going 50. So
her boat, for example, can go more than 50. You guys have got the best boats on the lake. You've got everything on there. It's just, they're great.
Well, we have really good boats, but I can tell you that probably only one of them can even do the speed limit.
Okay.
Most of them can't even do the speed limit. So, and that's a lot of them with twin engines. So, it really is 50 miles an hour really is pretty fast out
yeah.
there. So you definitely want to be careful, because of course, like anything else, with speed, it's just harder to stop, to react. We don't have brakes on boats. If you really need to stop quickly, that just makes it that much harder. So, people really have to be thoughtful of that. And then we also, just like on the road, we have a basic speed law, on the water. So, regardless of the speed limit, which, you know, is 50 miles an hour in most places on our waters. If it's not safe to do 50 miles an hour because of the conditions, then you could still actually be cited for going too fast.
Just like driving a car.
Just
that's
like
true.
A car.
Speaking of that, what are the rules about the boater operator, the boat operator and drinking, either being incapacitated because of drugs or alcohol? How does that work?
Sure. So it is not illegal in Idaho to drink while you boat. However, it is illegal to be in, under the influence when you boat. And so in Idaho, under the influence is defined as having a blood alcohol level of greater than 0.08 or greater. And that really doesn't take a lot for most people. You know, a couple of beers could get you there. And certainly anything harder could get you there even faster. And human factors on the water as well, it can really be difficult to operate a boat, even more so on the water because of the rocking of the waves and the heat and dehydration.
A boat does not have brakes.
Right.
Can we just, please, they just, you may want to slow down, but that boat's got momentum.
Right.
So,
and that momentum is going to have to stop through friction on the water, which is even less than in a car. So, you really definitely want to be careful of that. If you're under 21, then the operating a boat under the influence is only 0.02. Which you're going to get there much, much quicker.
Say again?
If you're under 21, it's
0.02.
So we really encourage people to be very thoughtful about drinking and boating, and preferably we'd really be happy if you'd go out there, enjoy your boating, and then come on into the dock and have your adult beverage afterwards. That would be a much better scenario.
Or be the designated captain. And if you're the captain of that boat, and you're helping the captain, if you've got a big boat and he needs help or she needs help docking, you know, just be designated. And if you do have refreshments on the boat, you wait until you're on land before you take part.
Always the best bet.
Yeah, exactly. Were you here? This is quite a few years ago, but I was thinking about hitting debris and then alcohol. There was a terrible accident, though. I think that the actual boater was okay. Just the boat was completely damaged. Drunk on the lake at twilight and ran into one of the islands. It's like, didn't even talk about not missing debris. Didn't even miss an island. Were you here when that happened? Does that ring a bell?
Well, I'm not sure which one you're referring to. So it doesn't ring a bell for me. So maybe this was before I got here. But I can tell you that pretty much every year, especially on Priest Lake, somebody will hit one of the islands. We commonly won't get that call until the next day when
they're not
intoxicated anymore.
My goodness.
But you're out there and you just completely miss an island, let alone a log floating in the water. So again, alcohol, darkness, speed, all of those things really can add up to disaster.
One other quick comment before we go to a break is the first time I was out on the lake at night, like dark, and it was cloudy, no moon. I mean, it was dark. I mean, it was hard to know where anything was. This was quite a few years ago. Maybe there are more lights around and more buildup, but it's very disorienting at night on our lake. It's dark out there.
It is very dark. There are navigation lights out there, but if you don't understand navigation lights, those are only minimally helpful. And
they're not all over. They're just on a few points.
On some of the points, correct.
Yeah.
But yes, it can be very, very dark out there. And the lights that you do see oftentimes can be disorienting, like you mentioned.
Yes.
Same thing if you have the wrong kind of navigation lights on your boat. You can really disorient other boaters with the use of docking lights or specialized lights and not just those navigation lights that are allowed on the water.
All right, everybody. We are just all about boating and safe boating and everybody having fun out on the lake. So we've got more conversation coming your way in just a couple of minutes.
Did you know that the Co-op Gas and Supply Company stocks pet foods, pet health items, and a wide selection of toys for both dogs and cats? We do. And we have dog biscuits in bulk, pet beds, and pet carriers. We stock grooming products like shampoos and conditioners, brushes and clippers, and so much more. We even have leashes and stress jackets, which come in pretty handy during fireworks and thunderstorm season to keep your pets calm. Our pet food selection includes canned items as well as dry food, and we have something for just about every stage of life, from puppies and kittens to senior. So if it's been a while since you and your pet visited the co-op, why not stop by and see what's new? Pets are welcome on leash, and your pup might even get a treat from the friendly cashiers up front. The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponterey, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934, 208-263-6820.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Hi, this is Rich from White Cross Pharmacy. We wanted to let you know that we are still providing COVID shots, including the newly authorized booster shot. We also have regular flu shots and the high-dose shot for seniors. COVID clinics can be found at www.idahoprepmod.com. Just hit Find a Clinic and then search for White Cross in location. There you'll find our clinics. If the internet isn't your thing, give us a call to get your shot scheduled. You can find us at whitecrossrx.com. White Cross Pharmacy since 1922.
Who's that again? I don't know that number.
Please hold for a very important
and
message.
And skip. You can skip robocalls, but don't skip your well visits and recommended vaccines. They help protect you. So ask your doctor or pharmacist about any recommended vaccines you may need. Really? Again? And skip.
A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
Hey, everybody. As always, thanks for being with us today. I love having you guys along for the ride. And today, kind of, we're boating on Lake Ponderay with Lieutenant Doug McGeechee. He is the senior officer for the Bonner County Marine Division. This crew gets to go out on the lake and the rivers and the waterways and help us when we get in trouble, and especially help us in boating classes and inspections. So talk to our audience, Doug, about the upcoming boating class.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for asking about that. In Idaho, we don't have any mandatory boater education, and it really becomes evident when you talk to folks out there sometimes and just their lack of overall understanding of what some of the boating rules and regulations are. Things like rules of the road, who should give way if a boat's approaching from the right or the left, or if you're coming head on with another boat. Things that are just really important. And of course, when we get our driver's license on the road, we have to take classes and we have to show we can drive a car. And we just don't have to do that to be able to operate a boat in Idaho. And so we offer a bunch of free boater safety classes. We've been offering them all season. We started back in March or April. And so we have one more scheduled for this particular season. It's on August 6th at 9 o'clock in the morning at the Bonner County Sheriff's Marine Division building. We have a little classroom there.
Where the sheriff's office is located?
Yeah, yes. It's the sheriff's office there. And if you're at the sheriff's office and you kind of look in the back, you'll see a big building that has Marine Division painted on it. We do it right in there.
Okay.
And we spend about 5 hours or so, and we talk about all of these different issues, and you get a chance to talk to the deputies about things that they see out there, just things that you can do to be safer. My crew is just a wealth of knowledge about the lakes and the rivers and the conditions and places that you can go to have a great time, places that you can get yourself in trouble with some of the shallow depths.
Yes.
So I think when people come, they really have a great experience, and we really encourage people to come and just get educated. Bring your family. If your children are old enough to be able to sit there for a couple of hours and take this information in, we would love to have them. Nobody is too young and nobody is too old. We really enjoy doing these classes, and it really does make a difference in just getting a more educated boating public, not only for your own sake, but think about all the other people out there who don't have that level of education. And if you just assume that they're going to follow the rules, you can get yourself in trouble as well. So just like we talk about defensive driving, defensive boating, being really careful out there is just so important to staying safe.
So the next class is August 6th, which is a Saturday, I'm assuming, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. Come on. If you own a boat, you need to do this. I was talking before about the Coast Guard auxiliary boating class in the winter that's like 8 weeks. I mean, do that too. Just do it. First of all, it's so much fun to know what to do. If the wind's against you coming into a dock, or the wind is pushing you away coming into a dock, you know, how do you maneuver the boat? Yeah, those details. But this one day class with the Sheriff's Office, Marine Division, come on, don't even hesitate. Do people need to register and let you know they're coming in?
Yeah, we do ask them to register just so we know that people are coming. Again, the class is free. You can give us a call at 208-263-8417, extension 3125, and let us know you're coming. You can also send us an email at marine@bonnercountyid.gov. And we'll put you down. In addition, we're happy to do other classes. If there's a school group out there or a homeowners association that would like to get some people together and host a class, we'll come to you. We'll do whatever we can do to get the word out.
So woo. I think that's really good. That just went out to a lot of people. So maybe 10, at least 10 people minimum to have a class?
We'll do it with half of that.
You guys are so good.
Give me five or six, and we'll gladly do it. We've also started to offer classes around the county. They used to all be here in Sandpoint, but the last couple of years we've offered classes in Priest Lake, Priest River, Clark Fork. So we're trying to bring those boating classes out to you. And if you're interested, get a hold of us and we'll figure out something to make that happen.
That
really is important.
Doug, that is so awesome, because even just the basics that you're teaching, which you can get a lot of information in 5 hours of people listening and learning. So 263-8417, that's the Sheriff's Office. That's probably all that you guys can remember if you're driving around right now in Sandpoint. But just call the Sheriff's Office, get in touch with the Marine Division, and get registered for the August the 6th boating class. And there's an app that they can go to that will also help them?
Yes. So one of the other things is making sure you have all the equipment on your boat that you need, or what we refer to as carriage equipment. And because every boat's a little bit different, if it's depending on its size and configuration. But if you go to the Idaho Parks and Recreation website and go to their boating page, right there, kind of front and center on the boating page, there's a small little widget that you just put in the type of boat that you have, and it'll spit out all the things that you need to carry on your boat. So you're able to see that and make sure you're carrying everything, which is the things that we're going to check for when we do boating inspections.
Awesome. That is so great. Okay, so Parks and Rec, and look for their boating page. Tons of information available to you. And we've just got not even a minute, but free boating inspections. All they have to do is wave you guys down or see you at a boat launch and say, you know, come look at my boat, my fire extinguishers, my flotation devices, and you help them get in compliance without writing a ticket necessarily.
Absolutely. We like to do those boating inspections. It's a great opportunity for us to connect with our boaters and educate them. So you see us, just wave us down. We'll be happy to talk to you about what you have, make sure that it all works okay. It's all serviceable, so it's ready to go if you need it.
Doug McGeechee, Lieutenant Doug McGeechee, I salute you. I thank you for your service here in Bonner County and to our nation. Thank you for being with us today. Tons of good information. You'll be on my call back list.
Thanks, Barbara. I really appreciate it.
All right. Come on back next Tuesday. I haven't got the confirmation from my guest yet, so I can't announce it. So it'll be a surprise. I usually post it on Facebook, but it's always a good program, always good guests. So thanks for being with me. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care and may God bless you.